They drew near the village. Our story is coming to an end. He acted as if he was going further, and they urged him strongly, saying, "Stay with us, for it's toward evening, and the day is now far spent." And so he went in to stay with them. And when he was at the table with them, he took bread, and he blessed, and he broke it, and he gave it to them. And verse 31 says, their eyes were opened, and they recognized him. And he vanished from their sight. Love that. I love that. That's science fiction-y, right? But science fiction is fiction. And Jesus vanishing from their sight, as real ever got. And they said to each other, what Mormons try to tell you, you should buy into, right? Did our hearts not burn within us while he talked to us on the road? The Mormons will tell you, burning in the bosom, you know, that's how you know it's real, is when you get a burning in the bosom. But don't fall for the phenomenon, okay? But these fellas, after he vanished, they were like, but it was happening while he was here, wasn't it? Didn't you know in your knower that that was him? It was him, right? And they all agreed. Well, there's two of them. It's easy to agree. And they rose the same hour and they returned to Jerusalem. What's a 7-mile walk like? And they weren't there. They did. They got to Emmaus, right? So 7 miles down, 7 miles back. So give them a couple of hours. They're going to get there. And they found the 11 and those who were with them. So there's more than 11, right? Gathered together and saying, the Lord has risen indeed, and he has appeared to Simon, who we know is Peter, right? Simon, Cephas, Peter, same guy. So sometime between when the two disciples left for Emmaus and when they returned, Jesus appeared to Peter. Did you know that? And this meeting is not recorded in Scripture. Why didn't Peter spill the beans? Did you know that? Did you know that in all your years of reading the Bible? That when Jesus appeared to Peter on Easter Sunday is not recorded in Scripture? Have you ever recognized that? So how do we know it happened? Because it just said it right here. He's appeared to Simon. There it is. It's not only there, you can actually also find it in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, when Paul says, I deliver to you first importance what I received. Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures. He was buried, and he was raised on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. And after that, he appeared to Peter, then to the 12. So Paul knows this. All the Christians know it. This 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 3 and 5, is an early Christian era articles of faith, of belief, that Paul laid down in his letter to the Corinthians. So since first century in the 60s, this has been the theology of the Christian church. Jesus died for sins. He was buried. He rose again like the Scripture said he was gonna. And he appeared to Peter and then the 12. And they're still ignoring the women. Now, Luke made sure it didn't get passed over. Luke's not the only one. Matthew tells you about it. It's important. And we all know in this room that the faithful who show up, God uses. And if the declared faithful don't show up, someone else will get the job done. But these women are forever known in Scripture as the ones who were there on the very first day they could have possibly gotten there and who met Jesus, who was ready to meet them. And that means the same for all of us. Will you meet with Jesus? And do you want to see him? He's there. He's here. He's alive. He's risen. And these Emmaus Road people don't recognize it. And the disciples didn't recognize it. But the Scripture testifies to it. When the Emmaus Road people, in verse 35 of Luke 24, when the Emmaus Road people told what had happened on the road and how he was known to them in the breaking of the bread, they bore witness to what happened. Another insight into this story is the fact that the other apostles do not believe until this next moment. Okay? So when the Emmaus Road people come and they say, "We saw Jesus on the road," the apostles, aside from Peter, don't believe yet. Still. So women have come. They said, "We saw Jesus alive." Some of them, "We saw an angel that told us to come tell you." Other ones, "When I was going, I saw Jesus. I thought he was the gardener, but he was Jesus." Then Peter, who met with Jesus, came and told him, "I saw Jesus." And they still don't believe. And then the Emmaus Road people come and they say, "We saw Jesus." And the apostles still do not believe. It is possible to be a believer who follows Jesus a significant portion of your life, who stands with Jesus, who bears witness to Jesus in groups of two, going around, casting out demons and healing and setting people free, to be so discouraged by the present day events to lose sight of the power of God and be not believers. Believers riddled with doubt and ruined by the present circumstances can behave as if they were not believers. They don't believe that Jesus is risen, even though there's evidence that he has. But the people who have met with Jesus believe it, and they are telling everybody. But the people who haven't met with Jesus, who say that they're Jesus' people, who the Bible identifies as apostles, do not believe, do not behave as if, and are so far useless in this story to us as people who will tell others that Jesus is risen from the dead. Oh my goodness, what does that mean for us as a room full of believers? Believers can behave like not believers. Believers believing, not walking in belief, are like unbelievers and useless. And if God would use you in the life of other people so that they would believe and you behave like you don't, you're useless. I'm useless. If I'm so distracted by the miscellaneous details of stuff that I'm not looking at what's right in front of me, I'm useless.